First, to East Asia. Hong Kong is a special administrative region of China, but it was part of Great Britain between 1842 and 1997. And that's why, during the Second World War in 1941, Japanese troops invaded Hong Kong after their nation had declared war on Britain and the U.S. The U.S. Army Air Corps began bombing the territory a year later. Dozens of air raids struck Hong Kong. And just like we've seen in parts of Germany, unexploded World War II bombs continue to be unearthed in Hong Kong decades later. Two of them have been found in the past week, and at least one of the bombs was confirmed to be an American design. Just because these devices are 75 years old doesn't mean they're no longer dangerous. Evacuations were made, roads and businesses were closed, and some ferry services had to be stopped while experts worked around the clock to defuse the bombs. Both were the same type, but one of them had a badly damaged fuse, making it more challenging to defuse. Hong Kong's explosive disposal unit finished the job on Wednesday morning. CNN's Ivan Watson was there.
It's not often that you see the bomb squad in downtown Hong Kong, but that's what we're seeing now for the second time in just 5 days, because construction workers digging here in this crowded financial hub have uncovered two unexploded bombs from World War II. Now, the bomb squad who've been at work here have identified them as 1,000-pound general-purpose aircraft bombs left over from World War II, from more than 70 years ago, when this was periodically hit by American warplanes after Japanese forces had captured and occupied this former British colony. So what we're seeing now is these men hard at work in the mud. It's been raining here, trying to get a sense of the potential risk that this unexploded device could have. Now, it's important to note that this is one of the most densely populated cities in the world. A number of businesses in the area have closed. There's been evacuation because there's a swimming pool over here as well. But here you have Hong Kong, the city more than 70 years after World War II, still dealing with the dangerous and unexploded legacy of that terrible conflict. Ivan Watson, CNN, Hong Kong.